Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fart! Oh, baby! Your Buckos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
Man, there's only so many home runs that you remember in certain ways. That's actually one of them. That was awesome. And that was Michael McHenry, who's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But Michael, another one I'm going to remember for a long time is the one that O'Neill Cruz hit the other day. Oh my God. John Wehner was watching it and said, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Can we play this homer for Michael McHenry? Do we have this? 123 miles an hour, which is the fastest in the StatCast era. It might have been the hardest hit home run in the history of professional baseball. Let's play this for Michael before we say hello.
A couple of Pirate singles. There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
Michael, your thoughts on witnessing that thing the other day?
I mean, he's just unreal. I don't think we understand what type of player he is and what type of talent he has. And he's just coming into his own. I mean, you look at the numbers this year, it's just remarkable what he's doing. And he hadn't hit his stride yet. And I feel like that's coming. We look last year, it's about June 28th. He took off and put up silly numbers the rest of the year. He hasn't had that run yet. And he's going to have it. And when he does, we're going to look up and be like, this guy had a tremendous year. But in the meantime, you're talking about a dude hitting a ball 123, 114, and 114 for three homers over this last series against the Brewers. I mean, what he does on a daily basis is just...
Michael's frozen.
Oh, Michael froze.
It was a frozen rope that Cruz hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, hit it pretty well.
Do you have any capabilities to fix this, Limits?
There we go. Michael's back.
That was weird. Sorry, the ball just landed in my front yard.
You're good. Keep going.
No, I don't think we appreciate enough how good he is. I got in a conversation with fans on Twitter, and I just said, this guy is going to be a superstar. He's on his way. I mean, you're talking about an 850 plus OPS. He's top 30 in about 9 different categories. He's a StatCast darling. Everything about this guy is special. And we're very fortunate to have him and Skeens, who are two unicorns on our team. But what he did that last series is just another test to this guy is something we've never seen or can really understand.
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about this yesterday, is he missed a whole season. So as far as I'm concerned, this is his age 25 season, not his age 26. And at the very least, it's his second full major league season. That's it. And his first full one was last year when he was coming off a traumatic injury. So in a lot of ways, for me, this is really his first full, healthy, mind is free season in the majors, Michael.
Yeah, and let's not forget, he was playing shortstop last year, right?
Right.
So it's his second full season, and he's playing a new position, which is also a premium position. So you got to give this guy some grace when it comes to understanding, you know, whether it's his throw, the angle, and the actual height he needs to throw at, because that's not easy. It's all a learning experience for him. But the one thing you can say is this guy's plate discipline's gotten better. His consistent contact's gotten better. He's continued to grow. And when he hit that home run in the ninth inning against the Brewers and looked in our dugout like, yeah, I got you, that changed something for me. I thought him playing against Ayla De La Cruz the other day and waving his finger saying, no, bud, you're not going to get me. That's telling for me that this guy's ready to take the lead and take charge on this team.
Meanwhile, the lineup continues to struggle. That was the ninth shutout. And one guy that we focused on a little bit today is Ke Bryan Hayes. And man, he just, a couple years ago, it was a 3-month stretch where he was crushing the ball Where is that guy, Michael? Why hasn't he been, I know injuries were part of it last year. Why hasn't he been able to even partially recapture that?
You know, we could be on the call for a long time talking about this. One is the pitches he's swinging at. He's not hitting.
I wonder what's going on with Michael's connection. Sometimes when people call, when you're on the video feed, and you don't have your phone, and like do not disturb.
Yeah,
it can interrupt you.
I think that's your fault.
To a couple
actually,
of people before.
Yeah,
I'll take the blame.
I think it
that's
is
fine.
Your
I'll
fault.
Take it. It might be my fault.
We're going to extend this conversation to Key Brian Hayes. I think Michael's going to magically come to life again like Frosty the Snowman any minute.
When they put that the hat yeah. on him, when they put the magical hat back on Frosty.
Michael, this is like Frosty the Snowman. You magically come to life after you're frozen for a couple minutes. Remember that when they put the hat on?
It's just you guys. It's just you guys. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's actually, it's Limit's fault over here. Here we go. No. None of that for Michael. None of that. Let's go back to Key Brian Hayes.
The Snowman on May 27th?
No.
No. But with Key, I just wish he'd figure out a solid foundational approach where he can catch that ball out front on the breaking balls because he's not hitting them. He's swinging and missing at them or he's just not swinging at them. There's been a lot of times where he's had a looking strikeout. And this guy's a guy that swings the bat consistently and usually does not strike out too often, but he's striking out more. He's not obviously going to walk a lot, but the hard contact rate and all that stuff's still pretty similar as it has been in years past. But he has not hit anything on that pull side with any authority almost all year long. And usually he does with off-speed pitches, and he hasn't been doing that. And I wish they would look into that a little bit deeper and kind of figure that part out because I think that's the way we could see him do some more damage.
Man, it's just so important that him and Reynolds get it going. Two guys they've heavily invested in. Michael McHenry is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can weigh in with City Limits here on the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ashcraft last night. That was impressive, Michael. Some of that stuff. I saw you and I think it was Jordy Mercer talking. Was it Jordy last night?
It was Jordy, yeah.
Talking about some of the horrific swings against him. That opened my eyes. Well, tell people what you thought of him.
Well, one, I really believe stuff plays no matter what. So if you have a guy like an Ashcraft who may be struggling a little bit as a starter to get established and get his footing, it always is, in my mind, a better way to go about it. Bring him up, let him get some experience in the big leagues. Because they get to face big league hitters. Does my stuff play? And man, did his stuff play.
Wow.
You're talking about an 84 to 86 mile an hour curveball that just fell off the table. And then the cutter / slider, they were calling it a cutter last night because the movement wasn't very big and because he was throwing it 91 to 93, but he called it a slider. And when I saw him in spring, when I've seen him in the past, he said slider. And then, oh yeah, he touched 99. I mean, you're talking about elite stuff out of the bullpen and – that first strikeout, the first hitter he saw, and then what he did to Marte. Ketel Marte, one of the best players on the planet. He just made him look like a little kid. Obviously, he ended up walking him in that at bat, but like the first couple swings to get to two strikes, he swung the ball 54 feet. I mean, 54 feet he swung at it and was like, what was that?
Yeah.
He mouthed. It was just outstanding.
A couple of other guys spring to mind I'd love to get your thoughts on. Canario. I wondered about for a little bit, but he now is a subject of some interest. He has some power in there, and it seems to be power to all fields. What do you think of this guy and his future?
Well, me and Steven call him Smash Nario. Because if you ever watch this guy take BP, it's really special. Mm. And if you look at his underlying numbers, the bat speed is right below Cruz. When I say right below, it's quite a bit, but like, you're talking about a 99 percentile, 98 percentile, and about hard hit percentage, bat speed, barrel percentage. So all those power numbers you're looking at, you know, when you're saying, does this guy have true power? This guy has elite power, and I think he has to play. I think we're seeing a product of a guy that's getting opportunity. And the more opportunity he gets, I think the more he's going to show out because that swing has a lot of aggression. It's got a lot of barrel to it. And he's shown that, hey, I can extend to bats. That game he had against the Brewers, that ninth inning, I believe it was, maybe in the 10th inning, where he went out of the zone, extended the inning, and ended up having that weird slide, which drove me insane, where IKF hit the ball the other way. We ended up winning the game on a wild pitch, but he's what made that entire inning happen with the two-strike approach. And that's what we've seen is him growing because of the opportunity. It's so hard to play off the bench. It's even harder when you have a swing like his that's so aggressive.
Limits, not in a million years would it occur to me to leave you out of this conversation, please.
Thank you, Joe. Hopefully not a million in one either. Michael, Bubba Chandler is not here yet. I'm curious your opinion as to why that is. And is there something about maybe where the team is record-wise that might be a reason why Chandler has not been brought up yet?
I think that's the easiest thing to say. The speculation would always be about Super 2. I've not heard that. I've not seen that in the past. If you think about what they did with Paul Skeens. But I think the record has a good indication of why he's not up. I will always wonder why he couldn't have started here. With the new rules, guys can win the Rookie of the Year and you get an extra pick. So you get a huge advantage of starting guys here if they win the Rookie of the Year. And this guy had a great opportunity to do that. And I'm wondering if that's something that they start looking at in the future, because, you know, letting your best players play and then them giving you a chance to win the Rookie of the Year. And I know you have to balance it out. So maybe you start them in the bullpen. Or piggyback like they were talking about doing with Burrows today, but ended up throwing Ashcraft yesterday. So, yeah, I think that's going to shift throughout baseball. You've seen a lot more younger guys get opportunities, and a lot of guys have got opportunities, like Jackson Morrell, who will play next series, started in center field in the big leagues for the first time on opening day, had never played center field. And I'm just saying he was second in Rookie of the Year. So I think giving that risk is to reward Way is pretty simple to me.
What do you think of Horwitz so far?
I like Horwitz. I think the biggest thing for me is the consistency of first base. He made a play yesterday where he came and got a ball, just a very clean throw. He's also gotten some big hits. I think the consistency at first base and his at-bats have been very good. Even when he hasn't got a hit, you're seeing him, you know, have a six-pitch at-bat, find the ball. I think he hit two balls last night, a little bit over 100. And had an opportunity where, you know, it's a base hit. So, yeah, I like what I see. And, man, he is very, very advanced with his approach. It's fun talking to him about hitting.
All right, Michael. In honor of you going frozen at times and then coming back to life suddenly on the computer screen like Frosty the Snowman, we leave you with Bob Pompiani's solo from our Christmas album, which was called Mulsey the Snowman. He did this on one take. So take a listen. We'll talk to you next week. We'll leave Michael with this.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
There we go, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Talk to you later.
He liked it. It's like that.
Everyone likes Mulsey the Snowman.
It's like that old cereal. Mikey, he liked it. He did. He enjoyed that, Limits. And I marvel at Bob, even if you and Dom the intern insult him. I love him.
Mulsey the Snowman is one of the best things that has ever been created in the history of the 15 years of this radio station.
What should the Christmas special be this year?
That's a great question. We have a whole 6 months to think about it.
Up on the Mulsey? Well, let's start right now.
Up on the Mulsey is a good idea.
12 days of Mulsey?
I think Mulsey
the
Bells.
Reindeer? Mulsey Bells?
Mulsey Bells, yeah. Is a good one, yeah.
The 12 days of Mulsey, perhaps?
The 12 days of Mulsey, that could get creative.
I think it could. And the fact that we have volunteers and not hostages around here to sing, I think, is very meaningful. I like this music. We had an ad for jeans on yesterday that Dom cut the little jingle, intern Dom did, before he called Bob a moron.
Yeah.
And very catchy stuff, Limits. Very catchy. I don't know if it's in there or not.
I'll take a look.
I really enjoyed it. How was your Memorial Day? I was remiss not to check in on that at the beginning of the day.
Oh, here we go.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
You want to try that with me?
Yeah, I'll do that.
He had me already singing to it yesterday, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
Yeah, that's a good one,
very
isn't it?
Very catchy.
I feel better already. That only lasted maybe a second and a half.
My Memorial Day was good, though, Joe.
Yeah?
It was nice. I did the PM show, and then I went home and I had a couple burgers. Well, I had one burger, and I had some fries, and I had some kibasi, and it was nice.
Any time in the rock box?
No time in the rock box, no. The rock box is gone.
Is the pool open yet at the house?
The pool is open. The pool is open. I opened the hot tub last week, too. I'm very excited about the hot tub being open, except I have not used it yet.
Is the pool big enough where you could do laps every day?
Like back and forth you can, yeah. So it's a sports pool.
Little laps.
Yeah, so it's a sports pool, which means it gets deeper in the middle. Like it's 5 feet deep in the middle. So it goes from where the stairs are and the opposite end of the pool. It goes 3 feet, 4 feet, and then 5 feet in the middle.
Yeah.
Where like you could put like a basketball hoop or a volleyball net like right in the middle, which is what we've done before. So that's how it's like spaced out. It isn't like universal all throughout.
I'm intrigued because on ESPN, their main headlines, they have James Cook not at the Bills OTAs and Bosa sideline. That's a headline. Sadly, Mary Lou Retton arrested and charged with DUI. Did you see that in West Virginia?
No.
She's had some hard times here later in her life. And then, but there's no headline on TJ Watt. Don't you think that's a headline, whether it's a big deal or no deal or small deal, as we mentioned earlier? TJ Watt, Rodgers, and DK Metcalf not at Steeler OTAs?
Well,
to me, that's a bigger deal than Cook not being at the Bills OTAs.
I don't think TJ Watt was at all last year's OTAs either.
Well, that's fine, but they're putting Cook up there because that's a... I'm just saying, as far as headlines go,
yeah,
that's a headline.
That's a headline.
Aaron Rodgers is a headline.
That should be number one headline. Aaron Rodgers not there, first day OTAs.
What are we doing here? And I know he's not signed yet, but no Rodgers, no Watt, and no Metcalf at Steeler OTAs.
Yeah, Brooke Pryor had something out on Twitter that said, Pat Freiermuth has said that he's been around the facility a lot, though.
Who?
DK Metcalf.
Uh-huh.
So, really not something really to glean from. And he also just got a new contract, so I don't think there's anything to look at there with Metcalf. Like, you obviously want him to be there, but...
No, there's not. I don't think two of those three are a big deal at all. I expected TJ not to be there.
Right.
Metcalf, you're right. There's probably nothing to see here. No big deal, not voluntary. But then Rodgers is the big deal.
Yeah, it's not a mandatory thing to be there.
So right, it's not mandatory.
When the mandatory section kicks in on June 10th, that's when we can have our huge reactions to, oh my gosh, TJ Watt is not there or he's sitting out.
Sure, but I've got a pretty big reaction to Rodgers not being there. We've been through this today. I just think as the leader of a team and chance to make your mark, you're just toying with them now. You have to know that you have made them not look so good through this process. And I would think if you're going to come in here and be the guy, the leader, the man to help take the Steelers back to prominence, or at least be competitive in a playoff game, that you'd want to show up on a day like this.
I don't know if Rodgers cares about that, though, Joe. Like, does Rodgers really care what other people think about him at this point? Like, I know he does. He cares about what some people think.
It's not about what people think about him. It's what they think about the Steelers in relation to him.
Well, I think he knows what the Steelers think of him, considering they've just been waiting at the altar for him.
It's what people think of the Steelers at this point because of him. Plus, forget about that. Forget about that sidelight to this. There's matters of gaining a rapport with your offense, with your coordinator, with the terminology, with the personnel, with your timing. There's people to connect with in a larger sense and individually. You know, where does Freiermuth, you know, what are the best ways to get him the ball?
Yeah, other than DMing Freiermuth on whatever, how many interactions has Aaron Rodgers and Pat Freiermuth had in the last 4 months? Well, not even 4 months, 2 months.
I think he should be here. I do.
He should.
Meantime, we have another Bucco game tonight. And Limits, you're going to be on the edge of your seat, aren't you?
I will. I'm very excited to see what Mike Burrows puts out there tonight.
When do you think Chandler will be here, if you had to guess?
The Philadelphia series in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
When they return home, not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after.
That's something to look forward to, as is the continuing ascension of O'Neal Cruz. I know some people think this is, fool's gold or something. I absolutely don't. I see a different guy. I agree with what Mike McHenry said. I see a different guy, a different demeanor, a different command at the plate, and different numbers. There's six people in the history of this sport that have gone 40-40. Do you know that he has a chance to be one of them?
Yeah.
This year?
I think Otani's one of them.
Yeah, can you guess the others? Any of the others?
Griffey?
Wrong.
Acuna?
Wrong. Acuna is one, yes.
Oh, jumped the gun on your wrong.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Otani, Acuna.
Yep.
And
isn't it Acuna? I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Julio Rodriguez.
Wrong. Julio Rodriguez.
He's a 30-30 guy.
A-Rod. Alfonso Soriano.
So Griffey's not on that list?
No, I already told you that.
That's so surprising to me.
Now, see, this is a Malzy trade again. You've been
How
told.
How is that a Malzy trade?
Because you've been told.
I'm surprised. I'm just saying that I'm surprised that he's not on the list.
I know. I know. Canseco and Bonds.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I don't know why Bonds didn't immediately spring to mind. Canseco, though.
So when you look at three of them, you could probably make the argument with Canseco, Bonds, and Rodriguez that there may have been some pharmaceutical assistance there.
I can say
maybe.
Yes, maybe.
I don't know what years they were, but maybe.
I'd say so.
And then you're left with Soriano, Acuna, and Otani.
Soriano, there were some questions about that, too.
There were?
Alfonso Soriano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were.
So this dude is on pace, O'Neal Cruz, for 57 steals. He's going to get the 40 there, and he's on pace for like 34, 35 homers.
Yeah,
all he needs is a couple hot weeks, a couple more hot weeks, and he'll be on pace for 40.
He'll probably get to 25 by the All-Star break at this point.
He might become the seventh 40-40 guy in history. Why would that get worse? I don't know why people are so skeptical, or who is skeptical. I see a guy rising towards stardom.
Yeah, I do too, because the strikeout numbers are, at least the last week, they've not been great, especially when he went 7 out of 8 at-bats striking out. But
yeah, he was
better.
Coming back from an injury.
Right.
Then he came back and he had 3 home runs in 3 days,
right,
including one that went 800 miles.
Over the grand scheme of the course of the games that he's played,
he's
been better.
Why are you accentuating
there?
The negative with him?
No,
I'm only kidding, Limits.
He has been an improved hitter. I am somebody that does value batting average, but when you can hit the ball out of the ballpark as well as he does and drive in runs, I'm okay with it being lower.
Listen, I think batting average is in a lot of cases indicative of can this guy hit? Sure. And have they fielded too many lineups this year where people, you know, 5 people are under 200? Yes. But in a lot of cases, I couldn't care less about batting average. Kyle Schwarber is a guy, Limits, who batted 197 2 years ago.
But his on-base was still like 320 or 340.
He had 47 home runs and 104 RBIs.
Yeah, and he had a ton of walks, too. He batted leadoff for them.
The year before, he hit 218 with 46 homers and 94. Batting average is low on the list, but in some cases, in a lot of cases, it's indicative of a bad hitter. In this case, if O'Neal Cruz hits 215 and gives me 40 and 40, I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I'll take it. Drive in 90-plus runs.
I have a vicious headache, Limits. I quit caffeine today.
So you think this is your withdrawal?
Well, I know this is my withdrawal, and I'm extremely cranky and combative right now.
You can get big-time withdrawal from caffeine?
What? Yes.
I don't drink coffee, so I'm unaware. That's why I'm asking.
Do you get tired during the day?
Occasionally. Sometimes I just drink more water, or I'll eat something, or...
Do you take a nap during the day?
No, I don't take naps during the day. Sometimes if I'm like very, very tired, I will fall asleep unintentionally on my couch.
What do you make of Mason Rudolph's mustache? To me, that's the big news of the day.
I like it. He looks like he's ready to try out for a Western movie.
Or a 70s porn movie. Either one.
Yes, or that.
I mean, it is incredible. What did you think of Ashcraft last night?
He looked good. I mean, his breaking ball looked pretty solid. His command was pretty good. I mean, we all want to see Chandler here, but Ashcraft has been a guy that has had some injury concerns in the past. It was good to see him make his debut, and I was surprised it was out of the bullpen, but the 3-inning stretch that he had, he looked pretty good.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm going to say it's ESPN because they're putting out, you know, big headlines of James Cook not at OTAs. Well, what about what's happening here? Not that it's a big deal, but how is it a smaller deal than James Cook? We all knew he wasn't going to be there. He's embroiled in a contract dispute.
It might be Rodgers.
So is T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, that should be written, but is it Aaron Rodgers fatigue that maybe nobody's writing it about?
Maybe neither should be written, but if you're going to write one, that's bigger news than Cook. All right, limits. Cloudy today, temperatures feeling like the 50s, even though it's 68, 65% chance of rain. Probably a good thing then that the Pirates are in Arizona. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So Limits is on his way to announce a playoff baseball game. Tell us what greets you when you get to the game. Do you bring your own setup? Are you like one of these people who plays music
No.
on a street corner? You're going to bring your own amp? You're going to No. bring your own guitar and mic? How does this work? Where are you going and how does it work?
So I'm going to Washington. The championships are at the Wild Things Park.
Yeah.
And I'll be very excited to go there. Guess who I'm actually calling the game with?
John Wehner.
No. Sean Myers.
Sean, don't call me Seth
yeah,
Myers.
Yeah, I asked Sean to call the game with me.
What a man he is. So you guys will be all set up then? Do you have your notes ready? Do you know both teams very well?
I'm going to do a little bit more prep work before I leave here after the show. And I'm going to leave here at about 2:30-ish, 2:45, and get down there and be all ready to go.
Do you have any catchphrases ready based on the players' names should they hit a homer?
I don't try to think too much into that. I look at it a little bit, but I try to think in the moment what the best thing is. The only thing that I try to script are what I'm going to begin with and what I could end with a final call.
What if there's a kid, let's say, named Jack Tripper? Don't you want to say, and that's a round tripper to win it for so-and-so, right?
Yeah. Well, or a triple for tripper. Triple for tripper just, if I don't get tongue twisted like
right,
I just did.
Just write down little things with each guy's name if I may make a suggestion.
I appreciate you suggesting.
Will you do it?
I think so.
Good.
I'll take your word for it.
Have a good night, Limits.
You too.
Love you.
Love you.